An Evening by Firelight. Thomas Burke was content to be very ordinary. He was proud of his family and happy at their rented cottage at the Forth in Newcastle. His wife, Isabella, known as Belle, and children, Jane, Robert Elliot, Isabella, and Elizabeth, known as Bessie, shared their evenings together in their candlelit room around their fire. Jane was merrily singing a tune while Robert played the small pipes. The ladies and Thomas applauded the duo. Robert was gallant in saying, "I only jingle the tune. My lovely sister took away all the rough words that are sung by sailors. Even the late Mr. Averson would have enjoyed to partake in it." After another mouthful of tea, it was decided that it was their father's turn to prolong the entertainment. Thomas was a little distracted, as Belle had been coughing a lot that evening, and he knew she was making an effort to conceal her discomfort. Robert asked his father if he would whistle a tune, but Belle immediately pointed out that it's unlucky to whistle in the house, to which Thomas had to recollect his thoughts and recall an event that happened at Cherryburn. But which event should he recall? As a boy, Thomas enjoyed playing jokes on the hired miners that worked in their Cherryburn colliery. Thomas knew the fear and loneliness of crawling into a dimly lit coal seam, the noises and the darkness. The coal they mined produced an income. Coal was sold to neighbouring farms, their friends. Country folk and miners were wary of phantoms, devils and strangers. Romany clans travelled the border villages and travelled again when they were not welcome. It was almost winter, the time of year to collect coal money from the local farms. Thomas had decided upon his tale. It was time to collect coal money from farms that had benefited from our labours. Grandpa John and his father had to visit far-off homesteads at the end of the working day and before darkness fell. Grandpa John was younger than Bessie then. He had to learn about the business and not be afraid of the dark on their journey back to Cherryburn Farm. Meanwhile, John's mother, Grandma Agnes, was caring for her girls. The farm animals were secured. The children were in the loft to bed. Coins already collected were secreted away. The account book noted, but she still felt a shiver. Earlier that day, she had seen 9 magpies in the yard. 1 magpie's for sorrow, 2's for mirth, but 9's the devil, his own self. Grandma Agnes fastened the shutters around the cottage. She stoked the fire so it glowed brightly and crackled. She then placed the poker end into the glowing coal. A pot of water was almost boiling. She could hear noise from the hen house. It was too early for the return of her husband and son. She put the garden bill knife into her apron pocket. Then came a knock at the front door. She called out to the visitor. No reply was given to her. Then footsteps could be heard around the back door. Agnes took a cloth and a pot of scalding water to the scullery. If the intruder breaks through the door, he'd get a warm welcome thrown over him. Suddenly, the scullery shutter was pushed in and broken. A hand opened the casement. The intruder would climb in. Agnes grasped her bill knife. She couldn't hesitate, so chopped down on the offending hand. The intruder retreated quicker than he came. A trail of blood was evidence of his retreat. He was never caught. The devil escaped.